And we are back in the room, broadcasting on tap1radio.com. That was Wake Up, This Is Your Alarm by Charlie Pound. Sorry, and welcome to part two. Are you there, Steve? So he will be with me shortly.
But my speakers aren't working for some reason.
Okay. Well, whilst you're trying to sort that out, in relation to the Ken fundraiser thing on trying to withhold taxes for aid in war, it turns out that in July there was a proposed bill put in through Parliament to do just that, called the Peace Bill. It's to take a proportion of people's tax away, if they object to. So I don't know whether or not it's that this mechanism will actually be doing that, or it's just giving people the illusion that they're doing that. So, did you hear that, Steve? Maybe he hasn't. If you just try and Google the Peace Act, and you can see that. Whilst I think I've lost Steve, so whilst we try and get him back, I shall. Let's play another tune.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear the Chemical Brothers as well? Hello, Steve. Can you hear me, Steve? It's just sorry, folks. Technical issues here at Type 1 HQ. I'll put you back into the tune.
Hello. think that's better.
You just gotta let that drop go, haven't you? Can you? Can, are you with me
now? I can hear it now, yeah. Yeah, I can hear it now.
Cool.
That's better gremlin behavior.
That's such a tune. Still, after all these years.
What was it called?
That's, well, it was called 21st Century Beats. And then they had to rename it or something. Or to Chemical Beats when they released it. Because that was like, I think that was one of their first tunes.
Who was it?
Chemical Brothers.
Chemical Brothers. Yeah, I didn't hear it. My whole audio went just down. I couldn't hear a goddamn thing. Yeah.
So,
how annoying.
So I was just saying that there was a, in relation to what the initiative or the mission, interesting use of terms there to Ken.
Yeah. Sir, yes, sir.
That his mission to try and, you know, get people to stop paying tax for wars, there was a bill being proposed through Parliament called the Peace Bill to try and do just with that.
It was a proportion of your tax, wasn't it? It wasn't all your tax.
No. So whether or not that was like a, it's like a, and that they would actually be doing that, or whether or not it's just to give you the illusion that they were doing that.
Yeah. I seen some, wasn't it some Leicester MP who'd proposed that you could request how much of a percentage of tax was spent on arms and defence and war in general, sort of thing, and you could then, as a same sort of a thing as a conscientious objector, could sort of refuse to pay that percentage of your tax bill.
Yeah.
And that was going to sort of come off like that, but like the fucking, they don't even need that fucking tax money anyway. So they just print the money anyway.
I remember when it was either just before the Iraq War or just after it started, and I was thinking just that I didn't really want to be paying for it, so. I actually rang up the Inland Revenue to say, is there any way that I can stop paying my taxes because I don't really want to fund the war? And he asked me who I worked for. And so I said the NHS. He said, "You've not got a chance."
Yeah, that's the same pot of money that gets taken out of me. So you'll be biting the hand that feeds, basically.
Yeah.
Government, which ended up costing our. Yeah, well, it ended up costing our good friend Ben Emlyn Jones his job for the very same thing. You know, in a kind of roundabout way.
Yes.
She lost his job doing that, which she loved as well, you know. I just got his book, by the way. And I'm not impressed by the size of the fucking print. Jesus Christ.
Is it small or big?
It's small as fuck. I listened to Panyo quite a bit, sort of thing, and I'm sort of tootling around on a Thursday night at a loose end. I sort of put old Ben on because he's good values, Ben. And he did actually say, I mean, I didn't hear him say, but Fajcik said, yeah, he said he was going to use small print to save on the costs so he could keep the cost down. Right. I thought, well, if you fucking can't read it, there's no point. I did say, well, I'll read it and we'll have him on, sort of thing, because it's about time I had him on anyway, because he's a good old boy. And, you know, we have met him.
Yeah.
He's one of the others. He's one of the others who's actually been here. He slept where I'm sitting right now. He slept on the floor where my chair is actually sat at this minute.
Well, he was there on the night Dr. Woods came on
Dr.
the show.
Dr. Wood, yep. That's correct. That was the night we filmed in front of a live studio audience. that was another surreal night, wasn't it?
It was.
Annuals of the Type 1 fucking...
and that was only about a month after we'd started, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It was our first big kick-ass show that got more than fucking three listens or whatever it was. That was the biggest one, wasn't it, for ages?
Yeah. Either Summer Thomas's shows or for this show, Mark Passio.
Mark Passio, the one got thousands and thousands of.
Yeah, ridiculously. Because I suppose he's got quite a lot of listeners. Yay.
Mm. Yeah. I remember the show that Nolan Thacker and John Bide did. That was quite a popular one, I seem to remember.
Yeah, and Dave Murphy as well, he was on that one, wasn't he?
Is his name not Dave Moore?
No, we know that's just his
flat F idiot.
That's just his Facebook name, isn't it? Yes.
Is it right? Okay, Dave Murphy, yeah. I watched that for my sins.
He's gone through some transformations over the years, hasn't he? He's sort of delved into.
He's a truther.
Quite a number of.
Truther butterfly. Yeah. Yeah, he's been a breatharian. He's been a free energy expert. He's been a fucking Freeman on the Land expert. Yeah, he's been through the. Yeah. He's to his own something. But he should sort of. Settle on one thing and concentrate his energies on one thing instead of try to find the thing that's going to turn him into the Black David Icke. Yeah, God bless him. But Flat Earth's not the way forward, mate.
No,
I'm fucking
no.
telling you right now. Got we had quite a few live listeners earlier. Don't know if you noticed. Going back to two.
Yay!
Hi, Jack. Hi, Jackie.
Good evening, Jackie. I just don't understand how the Flat Earth thing is even still here. It's just gone crazy.
I don't know.
Do you think that was a catalyst within this scene that's over the last 18 months there's so much sort of negative energy going on within the alternative media that you can see why Max was saying I might just give it up but it's and you know Thomas has said it as well that it seems to be imploding but then I think the people with the right information will still be just giving out the right information, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I really just don't want to discuss Flat Earth in any fucking way, shape or form, but it's just another thing that, you know, because there are... Like Firechick was saying, there are some things in it that is quite a valid sort of thing to sort of look at, you know. And we've been lied to about so many things that, you know, why not fucking be lied to about a flyer sort of thing? But it's just some of the things that people are putting forward. I haven't looked at a little bit of it. It's just like you're a fucking idiot, mate. Fuck off.
But,
like the sun being 3,000 miles away. Jesus Christ! I mean, that is just the most fucking we'd be frazzled by now.
And you know, if that was the case, I don't think people really grasp how tiny we are in comparison to the size of this Earth. And perhaps, and perhaps maybe, the thing that's that we're not being told the truth about is the actual size of the planet. And you know, and through things like Neil's Neil Adams' projections, where the size of the planet is actually growing over you know a massive length of time, that that. You know, if there were people about when the you know that there was it was all just one piece of land without any water before it's expanding, and and you know oral traditions have passed that those sorts of information on. I don't know, but yeah, it could just be that it's bigger than we expected it to be.
Yeah.
Because then those calculations would need to be extended because it's on a bigger playing field. You know, like where they say that they can see some city ridiculously far away over some water. Yeah, maybe that's because that surface area, the actual curvature is bigger than it's supposed to be.
It's a big curve. Instead of a tennis ball. It just shocks you that how gullible people can be to sort of like believe fucking anything. Anything can be twisted into a kind of, but we know the way it's spun. Can be made. Believable sort of thing, and it's just like
and it does actually things like this do then put the put in jeopardy the credibility of other actual fact-based research because it's all just conspiracy so the last two books I've read are like the Pentagon's brain, all about DARPA and, you know, a bit similar to what you were reading about Jack Parsons, but from a bit more from the intelligence side and how, you know, this part of the Pentagon were developing the, you know, nuclear weapons and testing them. And like the first one was actually about 5-6 times bigger than they thought they expected it to be, and they're all shitting themselves because they were, everybody was exposed, and sort of quite a lot of them all died of cancer later on. And then Project, I'm just going through one about Project Paperclip at the moment, and you know, about Von Braun and Albert Speer, and you know, these it's crazy how some of these people have just been moulded into, like, well, the American establishment, just very, very neatly. But then the actual information about where they came from could be construed as conspiracy and lessened by things like the Flat Earth, even though, you know, these are all like freedom of information, like documents and stuff.
So they're
all like kosher. Crazy. Yeah. And maybe it's been used in that as that tool to because of the power to disseminate information is so great now that. They need to have like proper red herrings, and and also maybe to see how gullible people are.
See how they can be herded along in sort of certain ways, and there's no shortage of sort of candidates to do said things either, i.e. Dave and the likes of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Who'll pick up on things that you think he can. Because there's no doubt in his ability to sort of research things and put across a good argument, like Ken, you know, like Ken O'Keefe, exactly. Sort of similar to him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all, I mean, the internet's both the best. It's just like the fucking the printing press, you know, it can be used for good or fucking evil sort of thing, and it's used for both very well. You know, it's just up for you, up to the sovereign soul to make their own mind up, song and do your own inner work, sort of.
Yeah, and but then the power of research is greatly diminished, I think, by things like YouTube.
Yeah.
Because even though there's loads of really fucking good stuff on there, there's a lot of shit. And a lot of shit seems to get shitloads more views, and taken. It seems that if people have watched a YouTube video, it's they take that as being some sort of like documentary. You know, in the same vein as people watch documentaries, and so but then. Like you say, don't necessarily do their own work in.
Yeah.
Oh, right, well, I'll look at that.
Don't do
don't do the back work.
Yeah. Don't do, yeah.
So it's sloppy research methods. Because the information is always out there, the power and. Need to really take on board information is lost. Yeah, because you can just go to your phone and say, "When did what happened on this day?" But that,
and you get somebody else's point of view will tell you what happened on that day, something, but it won't necessarily. It'll be there.
Yeah,
rationale rather than your own.
Yeah, yeah, and probably more consensus realities version rather than somebody that's actually written a 500-page book on the subject and you've read it and taken on that information, and that's what, I suppose that goes also into how. You process information from a screen differently from a book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I find definitely that when I'm reading a physical book, you're transported into whatever you're reading. Whereas when you're reading from a screen, there is that natural barrier of the screen. Maybe because of the flicker rate as well.
There's also the flicker rate and the other sort of, you know, shit that we don't know about that's been pumped through it. Did you see the quote from Ian Banks that I posted?
No.
It's one of the best things I've read in ages. And he says, "I'm not arguing that there are not decent people in the Tory party. But it's like bits of sweet corn and a turd. Basically, they're all kept. Basically, they're all intrinsically covered in shit. Or embedded in shit, rather." I just thought, very good.
Well, that's the Tory party for you. And and we still have the unelected Theresa May. Running the show, trying to do what Michael Gove was doing with academy schools, but just changing the name to grammar schools. Is that what she's doing? It would seem.
That's pretty much what she's doing, that's pretty much what she's doing, absolutely.
Just a rebranding.
Yeah, rebranding, rehashing, re-spinning it, sort of thing.
Yeah, reframing.
Reframing, yep. And there's also the other thing that... David Cameron had a message for Theresa May when he said about, David Cameron said after Gordon Brown became MP that he would never, you know. It's basically the same thing's happened to Theresa May, so why is he not fucking piping up over that now?
Yeah. Well, he's been sandwiched between the only two unelected prime ministers.
And that's what you call people a turd sandwich.
A G4 turd sandwich.
I suppose the other thing.
Her husband is he like head of G4S?
G4S. Well, he's a big shareholder in it. Massive shareholder in it. I don't know if he's actually the chairman or not. But I definitely know he's got a big stake in it, so.
She
drafted and published the Snoopers Charter.
Yeah.
Which is G4S are running that now, aren't they? So.
To gather everybody's data. So, you know, in light of what she's done whilst being Home Secretary, do you think that she's like been the sort of dark horse ace that they've been holding back, you know? So they've put Boris out there in the public view as a sort of counter to David Cameron whilst it was going on, and then they've just ushered her in the back door, you know, having done all this surveillance, GCHQ stuff.
I don't know. It's a strange one because I really think they didn't think it was going to happen, the old Brexit thing, and that's basically what's got rid of Cameron, isn't it?
Yeah, but
he did say he was looking in it.
Do you think that it just happened earlier than expected? Then that she was going to at the next election maybe he'd stand down, and so the Cameron Boris thing sort of.
I don't think that. I think Boris was fucking in line. Boris would have been fucking. There would have been an election for a leader before the next election was called. I truly believe that to be true, and then Boris would have been elected on the strength of that sort of thing. But obviously, Boris fucking done something bad, and he didn't get his chance that way sort of thing. So I don't think she was in line to be. I think she's just, like you say, sneaked in the back door. Because I bet she fucking loves it now that she's Prime Minister.
I guess so. You know, and she's...
Boris was assassinated, basically.
And he could still be assassinated, being travelling around the world.
Yeah. Fuck me, yeah. He's very precarious. Yeah, it's just... just doesn't add up to why he was given that job as well. It's just I don't know, because he was finished, wasn't he?
Has he been given that job because how outspoken he has been, and so he's got to confront all these people that he's been outspoken about? You know, it is like a proper punishment. And you know. I haven't seen him on the TV or in the news recently at all.
He was on the other day about the Syrian thing, because he's been part of that ceasefire negotiations.
Oh right.
he's kind of popped up a little bit on that, just because it's our, you know, to sort of sense. But that's about it. No, you're right. He hasn't been. He got that one thing from John Kerry, didn't he? That sort of one dressing down from him, sort of thing. And then something. I'm only thinking about Japan because of that G20 thing that's just happened. But was he not out there with that lot? Theresa was. Normally, the foreign secretary goes to those things as well, doesn't he? Don't they?
Well, I think maybe, was it not Treasury, wasn't Philip Hammond there as Chancellor, and it was more about finances rather than, because that's what the G20 is more about, yeah. Isn't it? It's about yeah. Economics.
Yeah.
So I think I think Philip Hammond was definitely there.
Right.
So,
yeah,
but the, you know, they're still talking as if we've left the EU already, and yet there were no signs whatsoever of the spell being invoked.
Nope. Article 50 button's not been pressed, as I'm aware of, sort of thing. But there's all sorts of rhetoric going around about this. I mean, it's. One day you hear a story like the pound just sold up again, didn't it? It made a rebound, didn't it? And it's sort of come back. And there's all sorts of fucking trade deals on the table, so we're led to believe, you know, that, you know, so things aren't looking as bad as what, you know, the naysayers were. But again, you're still getting the BBC fucking just churning out this, you know. Oh, I mean, I saw again on watching a bit of BBC News, there was White Cliffs that, you know, EU legislation protected them against sort of things, but now that we're out of Europe, that those protections are going to be taken away. Well, I thought, what? Really? Well, because we're in charge of our own thing. I mean, somebody who was putting an argument across to me about why we should have stayed in Europe was because the British Farmers Association want to use these pesticides, which are really fucking super toxic, yeah? But the EU won't. Doesn't allow these ones to be used, and I was like, well, really? What we're going to use off our own intelligence? You know, our supposed own intelligence is saying we might as well use the really deadly ones as opposed to the fucking, you know, never going to go back to that since we've left Europe. it just seemed like what? Fuck, see? Very, very.
A weak argument.
It's like what I was saying earlier. Yeah, people do their own research and they cling onto one thread, don't they? Sort of thing. And it's just sort of like that's their arguments when they're putting across because they think they're right, and just to say they're not.
Well, I mean, there's still time for some sort of defining event to occur for all this to be quietly. Brushed under the carpet and a new European resolve could commence.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm sure the because we were definitely from our point of view anyway. The news that we get fed is that we were quite an important player in Europe, but not really, because you know how look how fucking big we are compared to. Your Germans, your French, your Italians, sort of thing. I mean, Britain might look big in the map, but it fucking ain't.
And well, isn't it just book bigger for us to think that we're bigger than we are? You know, it's that sort of putting the world not in a Peter's projection where you're seeing the actual proper proportions. Because I think. Yeah, sort of going off on a tangent there. On the maps, Greenland appears a similar size to Africa, where I think Africa is about five times the size of Greenland. And also, Antarctica is twice the size of Australia, and yet on a map it looks pretty
much the same. Yeah, it's just a dot, yeah.
And I think the size on flat maps, the size of Antarctica is really deceiving because they just stick it on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. See, yeah. See, you don't see the other side because they're trying to tell you it's flat Earth.
yeah. That maybe that's where the idea of the wall comes from, because they've just looked at a flat map going, hey, it's there it is, there's the wall.
Yeah. Oh, the dome of the dome one.
Yeah.
That's a beauty.
Well, isn't that just a stoner just watched under the dome and gone, Oh man, that's like what we're doing, dude.
Yeah, a snow cone, that's a fucking, or a snow dome rather, that's the analogy of the air. That's what it really is.
I'd love to know John Pistachio's take on the planet.
Yeah. Oh, God. Remember him? Right.
I just saw a story about some sort of time traveller. Sherry Geo had put up on the time.
Yeah.
And I immediately, for some reason, I immediately thought of John Pistachio in that he could have been some sort of futurist telling us about this massacre of, what was it? Was it cashew nuts or, no, pistachios, yeah.
Pistachio nuts are one of the most peaceful parts of America. Yeah, I made a few tunes with him on it, sort of thing, and I listened to them. I don't listen to the tunes. I listen to the sort of the samples that I've got, you know, the sound bites that I've got. Got that? It's shit. And some weird alien guy sort of came and started masturbating in my mouth.
And his grandma.
How random is that?
Yeah.
Ramen noodles. Yeah, that was fucking random as fuck, wasn't it?
Yeah, the greatest heckle of all time, I think.
Yeah. How funny, it was Vinny, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He came on Eastwood. I just thought it was one of his mates. You know, he did a bit of an audience for a while, didn't he? How's American Freedom Radio doing? Have you heard?
No, I don't think Vinny's on it anymore. Freighter's not on it anymore.
He is.
Is he?
No, Vinny is, but Freighter's not.
Freighter's on Freeman's, isn't he?
Jack. Is he? Yeah. I seen something the other day. The Truth of Girls aren't on it because Fi, Chick, and I were sort of going, oh yeah, just girls are all right. So apparently she changed the stance on Jim Fitz and all that, which I didn't know was on. But we looked up on YouTube and she's still going and she's still doing good work. It's just Truth of Girl though, isn't it? No, it's not two of them as it was.
Well,
but yeah, we listened to a bit of what she was saying and it was good. It was about pharmaceuticals and stuff like that. Use your Truth of Girl fair.
Cool.
Yeah, good. Yeah, we're going to get back into it and sort of listen to it again. So I've been sort of dipping my toe back into the alternative media circle again, like a Panio and Gnostic Media and stuff like that.
Have you listened to any of Rune Soup with Gordon White?
No.
I reckon you'll like him. Is it? It's a bit like.
Is that Rune? R-U-N?
Yeah, R-U-N-E, yeah.
Yeah.
A bit like Miguel Connors shows.
Okay.
He just has quite interesting guests and actually has like proper discussions about interesting subjects.
Yes. I'll tell you who has. I have listened to a couple of times, which was pretty good, is old Jason Horsley.
All right.
His podcast weren't...
Limited.
Yeah, we did. He did one with Kathy Morgan.
Okay.
Which was good. And he done like an appraisal on True Detectives, the last series of True Detectives, with this other woman. And that really good as well. It was like, oh, fucking hell.
Is that the...
I didn't think I'd like.
The one with... Colin Farrell.
Yeah, and Vince Vaughn. Yeah.
I've still not watched the whole of that. I didn't think it was quite as good as the first series.
Probably not as good as the first series, but I thought it was fascinating. I really got into it, but it was pretty disappointing, I must admit. The way they ended it was like, eh? It was just like, oh okay.
I've just started watching Secrets and Lies, which has got Juliette Lewis in it as like this like no nonsense like cop.
Yeah.
And and past guest on the Type One Radio Lounge, Dan Fogler's in it as well.
Wow. That was a blast talking to him, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great. Have you ever listened back to that?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, it's a great show.
It's one of the few bits of Type One I've actually listened to multiple times because it's fucking hilarious. I tell you, it's another great show as well as David Plate, the time he was on.
Yes.
That's a fucking beauty, that one. We should repost that one, actually.
Well, they are all in the archives, but we can locate it and post it all. But that does take up space for, like, new shows. So I say let's just use the blog talk. Use their web space. But you can...
It's good it's still there.
Yeah, yeah. And bizarrely, people are still listening to those shows.
Yeah. If I check, no, she'll hate me for saying this, but she said we should delete a couple of shows that's up there. And I went, no, absolutely not. Fucking leave them as they are. Be enjoyed or hated by whoever fucking chooses to press the button, the play button.
It's the archive, isn't it, of the last 5 years. Can you...
Who was that fucking idiot that he was on Freighter's show and he came on ours? And Liam
Schaaf.
Is it Liam? Liam Schaaf.
Yeah.
I was like, no, it's there for better or for worse. It's like a wedding doing a fucking podcast, isn't it? Yeah, the truth, mate. We should do that. We could make an intro of we promise to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, or what we think it might be. So help me God.
with the start of Let's Go Crazy. Dearly beloved, we are dead.
I just do it over your fucking theme tune.
Okay.
No, that's not. But, yeah. So, I did sort of, I mean, it's only just a stupid observation, really, but I did notice that the Swedish royal family had a new child this week, or had it baptised this week. And if we'll go to the Type 1 group page and look at the picture comment I put up.
Oh, yes.
And it's basically, it's everybody, it's the military, the church and the royal family all in the same place for this christening. And they've got a female bishop and a regular male bishop, but the male the bishop dude has got a fucking an Illuminati triangle with a fucking eye in the middle of it, right on his tunic, right there. And I just thought, huh?
And probably the lady has, but because she's turned sideways on.
Yeah, no, she hasn't, because I've looked at other images and she doesn't. She has crosses and sort of other. Other forms of symbolism on it. I just thought that's just a Masonic fucking thing on a, you know.
Well, that's that seal of the, because it's almost like it's a sun symbolism in a pyramid, isn't it, with an eye, and that same symbolism is on the side of the church in Aachen that Charlemagne's buried. And it's, yeah, it does appear in a lot of, like, royal, churchy type situations. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me that at the baptism of, the family, the royal family of Europe,
family,
because,
yeah.
Because there is only one royal family, the Black Nobility. They're just all cousins, aren't they?
Yeah.
So I found quite an interesting story to go through. Let me get it up here. there was like a false Obama story came out today, or a couple of days ago, saying that he wouldn't leave the Oval Office or wouldn't leave the White House if Trump.
If Trump got elected, yeah. Seen that, yeah.
But yeah, obviously that's a bit of a like news thump. But here's here's a what looks like a real one. A new parasite species is named after Barack Obama. US scientists have discovered a new species of parasitic flatworm that infests turtles in Malaysia and named after Barack Obama. The flatworm coined Barack Trauma Obamai is so unusual that it merits not only a new species designation, but its own genus too.
Right, so what's going on with all this sort of thing then? Because have you seen all these creatures that have been washed up on the beach of Brazil and stuff like that?
And also the reindeer.
Reindeer? They died?
Yeah.
I'm talking about fucking there's been a few posts lately of sort of new creatures that haven't been seen before.
Oh, right, okay.
And there was one in Brazil, and it was basically a sort of lilac looking sort of fish thing that was transparent, but it was sort of like standing and sort of weaving about. Did you not see that?
No.
Then there was another one that was like a kind of jellyfish looking sea cucumber looking thing, but again was kind of transparent see-through, but it fucking like unleashed a sort of tongue that went in like a Liechtenstein fucking style, like a lightning strike through this bit of wood. Do you see that?
No. Crazy.
Yeah, that was fucking. Yeah, but I mean, you know, and suddenly we're getting what was that? A new tapeworm? That's a new that's got its own fucking genome thing. And also, have you seen these little creatures that are, what they call, they kind of look like little bears, but the sort of tongues sort of pop out when they live in the sort of deep sea. Well, they've sort of had a new type of DNA sequence fucking recorded, haven't they?
What, like manatees? Or?
Yeah, manatees, that's it, yeah.
That was the only thing that I could think of that was very, or, you know, relating to a bear that was underwater.
Yeah. No, it's not a manatee. No, it's like a little insecty thing.
I just choked on my drink there. Oh. This is live, people. there was also quite an interesting story about Norman Lamb, MP, suggesting Britons want cannabis to be legalised. And the change is inevitable. So he's proposing a new bill to legalise pot over here.
I fucking believe that when I see it. They're getting harsher with it, aren't they?
Well, you know, they should just see the tax revenue that they could get out of it.
I know. Well, you know, what was his name? Eric, was it?
Yeah, Eric Reese.
Was saying, the age of people who have, you know, come from a generation of who've been, mega exposed to it, sort of thing. Like, you know, the wave that came after me, pretty much, I was still a little bit of a minority smoker, sort of thing, but by the time I went in my sort of late 20s, early 30s, the next lot that came up after me were pretty much all doing it.
Yeah.
So it was, with that kind of evolution in it, it's, you know, it could happen. But certainly in the big pharma, they're fucking the big pharma are shitting themselves, because the more and more articles that sort of come out and sort of, you know, are actually suggesting it. There was, I was reading one tonight actually, that was a guy in from the 70s who was been prescribed like 300 joints a month.
Oh, yeah.
By the fucking, you seen that?
Yeah.
Article, yeah. Was it the IDS or something?
I remember the case.
Yeah, well, there's two guys that took it together, weren't they? Because they were both, they weren't hippies. You know, they were accountants or whatever sort of thing. And one had chronic sort of tumours over his bones that could either go either way sort of thing. And he just couldn't sit still for, you know, couldn't sit in the same position for any length of time until one day he smoked a joint and then realised he just played a game of chess without fucking, you know, fitching about sort of thing. And he ended up getting the law over tons for the medicinal use of marijuana. I mean, it's really low THC, it's only about 4% THC, but it fucking works for him sort of thing. And there was another guy with glycoma in his eyes, or glaucoma rather.
Yeah.
In his eyes, and the pair of them fought the case together and won out. So you never know, it could happen sort of thing, but you know, I mean, we really must get Catherine on, my friend, from CBD cream.
I've been using that cream and it works a treat.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's incredible stuff.
And Howard's been enjoying it too. He's been using it on his aches and pains that are no more. It's
good. Good man, yeah. I find as well, you don't have to use it all the time. It's effective for quite a while.
Yeah.
After, so you know, and it's, yeah, use it sparingly. It's good stuff. And we will get Catherine on one of these days very shortly, because she's just quite a gal. I can guarantee you'll love her. We won't be saying much. She'll be guessing for all of us.
It'd be a bit like the show we did with Pippa then.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Yeah, really. Yeah. She's I think maybe next Tuesday or the following Tuesday, she's talking up at in Birmingham at Truth Juice, at the main Truth Juice, not the offshoots.
Yeah. Fringe.
The chapters.
Yeah, the franchise.
Yeah.
Do you want fries with that truth?
It'll only cost you a $10 donation.
Yeah. You have to bring two of your mates along. That was a good one. So did you, I sent you a thing the other day there and you said you didn't get it. Oh, the link didn't work, did it? Did you never see that then?
What, for the show? The show we...
No, it was about Joseph Mengele.
Oh, yeah, no, Mengele. No, I did get it, yeah.
You did get it, you did. Did you see the document, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, very interesting, eh?
Yeah, well, I mean, that sort of, going into like paperclip as well, isn't it? Because I'm sure that as well as those scientists, the top brass were all ushered away and let other people take the fall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure, for shizzles, and that was their job to do that. But did you suss out where that document came from, though?
No.
It's FBI and CIA files on what got on Joseph Mengele, so it's their notes as regarding their spies watching them in a certain place, sort of thing. So some of them, it's intercepted correspondence from him himself, but most of it is reports to it, sort of thing. And that one that I sent you, Robert Calvey.
Yes, yeah.
Which, him talking about the sort of structure of the sort of world banks and the way they sort of, you know, because he's basically saying that he was running the drugs from South America, from the part of Uruguay, wherever it was, he was sort of staying, you know, and everyone's fucking involved, from the Vatican to the government. So, I mean, this is a Freedom of Information thing that Flint Truman, aka Frank Zero, posted on his pyramid site. Yeah, so I decided to go through that one day just for because
it's got some
part of it.
He has some great stuff in there.
Some great stuff in there, mate. Oh, it's fucking fab. One of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life was Kerry Cassidy and David Wilcox interviewing a guy claiming to be from outer, claiming to be phoning them from outer space. Have you ever seen that one? Oh, it's fucking special, mate. And he's Irish. He's going, oh, to be sure, David, you're on the right track. You're on the right. It's so fucking corny. It's brilliant. It's like John Pistachio. It's probably the lifting the veil version of fucking John Pistachio.
Right, well,
but yeah, it's from about 3 years or 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, David Wilcox.
Before he did, I know.
And even Kerry Cassidy, really. Just.
Oh mate, yeah. Well, there. Yeah.
George Green and.
We've said enough of these people. It's up to you if you listen to them, but.
One of the other people that I liked listening to that they interviewed was Bob Dean, you know, the old military dude.
I think I know he. Yeah. The guy had all the mercury taken out of him with iodine.
The guy
who had the pyramid with the razor in it and all that.
He could have done that, but he just used to talk about aliens and all the secret documents that he'd seen.
Oh no! Yeah, no, it's not him. It's another guy. I heard him on Red Ice, and also I looked him up and I found him on a Listen to the Veil. So I listened to that, and it was the same fucking thing he said on Red Ice, and I thought, all right, well, that's your story, and you say it to all these different people. Well,
and I mean, we've only got a minute and a half left, but do you think that the turn of Red Ice was the turning point for the some of the alt media there?
Mm-hmm. It's definitely the end. It's start of the end for the initial euphoria of the truth movement sort of thing. Because one of the things I was sort of thinking about mentioning is also that a lot of people are Darren Deoji sort of really dissing the Freeman on the Land movement now.
Yeah.
Have you seen these posts and all? I mean, it's all sort of we're all just wandering along learning stuff, and one thing we learn one day might not be relevant the next day, sort of thing. It's a bit like that, really, isn't it? It's a bit sort of the journey has many paths.
Yeah. And many rabbit holes.
Yeah, we need Swami back. We need Swami back to sort of give us a lecture on that. That thought.
I'm sure he will join us again soon. Next week we'll be five. So on that bombshell.
Wow.
I think we should say good night, Steve.
Good night, Steve.
Good night, Steve. Take care.